The Kingdom Radio. www.thekingdomradio.com. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. Welcome to Miracle Night. We're here on TikTok. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. All right, guys. Good evening. I'm glad you joined us tonight. We're going to get in the message right quick, guys. We're going to see what God has for us tonight. Thank you for tuning in to us tonight. You can go back to the broadcast. We're on thekingdomradio.com. You can go back and hear this message again, download it on our podcast tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you guys from TikTok tuning in tonight. Thank all of y'all for tuning in tonight. We welcome you and we welcome the Holy Spirit. We welcome God in here tonight. Lord, we get the praise on. We get our glory on. Lord, we glorify you tonight. God, you are worthy of the glory. And God, we just praise you tonight. I want to talk to you tonight. God can. That's what I want to title this tonight. God can and he will. God can and he will. I said God can and God will. Let me say that one more time. God can and he will. But it's according to the power that works on the inside of us. And that's what I want to bring to you tonight. I want to bring to you a message of God can and he will. We're reading from Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 23. We're starting in 23. And it reads like this, and not that only, but ourselves also, which has been first fruits of the Spirit. And even ourselves is grown with ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, a redemption of our body. For we have been saved by hope, but hope that has seen, and not hope for what man seeth. Why do he yet hopeth for? Verse 25, listen to this. But we hope for what we see not, then we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Let me demonstrate something to you tonight. Sometimes we don't know what to pray for, but we must tap into the Spirit of God to find out what to pray for. See, everybody can have these prophetic anointings and these prophetic words gave to them. But my friend, if you don't have knowledge of the Spirit of God and his word, then you're going nowhere. You're going nowhere. And if you don't know what to pray for, then you just pray in a mist. See, God and the Holy Spirit knows the will of God. And you got to understand something. If you don't know what the Spirit of God is saying, and you don't know what his will is for your life, what you need to get rid of, number one, who you stop need to hang around, what you stop needing to listen to, what you need stop to be watching on television, come on, what you need to watch, listen, he only knows these things. He knows what you need even before you do. Sometimes Satan blinds your eyes to the truth. And that's why we got to get into the Spirit of God. Number one, we got to fast. We got to get out of this flesh because there's no good thing. Paul said, there's no good thing inside of me, not one good thing. We got to get in the Spirit of God. We must get into the Spirit of God. There's no question if, ands, or buts. We got to get in the Spirit of God. And that's what he's saying right here. He says, likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmity. What is an infirmity? It's something that brings you down. You wonder why you get depressed and all of a sudden you just get depressed and you don't know why you get depressed. That's why. You don't know what's going on with you, but the Spirit does. He helpeth our infirmities. We know not what we should pray for, what we ought, but the Spirit of self making intercession for us with groanings cannot be uttered. He that searches the heart knoweth what's in the mind of the Spirit. See, God knows your heart. Your lips talk, but your heart demonstrates. I'm going to say that one more time. Your lips speak, but your actions demonstrate your heart. You cannot determine a person's heart by what they speak. Jesus even said it himself. Whatever comes out of a man, listen, what comes out of a man is not always in his heart. Why? Because he spoke to them and he said, your heart, you serve me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. How can you serve somebody with your lips, but your heart's far from them? So otherwise, you can tell me you love me, but until you show me you love me, I don't believe you love me. Because words are cheap, actions are better. Jesus took action to the cross, friend. Jesus took action to the cross. He didn't tell us he loved us. He showed us. And that's how you determine people in your life, single people. I'm going to tell you something. Single people out here, if you're listening to me, if you are single, listen, don't listen to what that boy tells you. You watch what that boy does. Why? Because it determines his fruit. I've never seen a fruit tree talk. I've never seen bananas talk. I've never seen apples talk. We watch fruit. We don't hear fruit. Come on. This is what Jesus was saying. He said, you serve me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. So how can a heart be far from him, but lips can serve him? Because the lip and heart is two different things, my friend. You can tell me you love me until you show me you love me. I don't believe you love me. And I can get deeper with that. I can get deeper, but I'm not. I'm going to carry on. For we know not what we should pray for, as the Spirit itself maketh intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered. He that searcheth the heart know that what's in the mind of the Spirit. Because he maketh intercession of the saints according to the will of God, and we know not all things work together. Watch this. And we know that all things work together for them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Whose purpose? God's purpose. God's purpose. That's right. Action speaks louder than words. God's purpose is for you to know him. God's purpose was never to you to fall in love with everything around you, your kids, your family. Listen, God gave you that, yes, to love them, to treat them, but not to worship them more than you worship God. Listen, Jesus even made a statement, unless the man leave all and follow me, he's not even worthy to be in the kingdom. Listen, you can't put children, aunts, uncles, cousins, it don't matter. You cannot put nothing before him. Nothing. God must be number one in your life or he'll be a number nothing. He must be first or last, and he's not going to be last. How much time do you spend with him? Do you find yourself spending time with other things rather than God? See, God wants your time, your talent, and your treasures. The three T's, time, talent, and treasure. Say that with me. Time, talent, and your treasure. Listen, your treasure is your money. Your treasure is your money. Your time is time with God. He needs 2 hours and 40 minutes a day. That's 10% of your time. Come on. He needs 2 hours and 40 minutes of your time. 2 hours and 40 minutes of your time. That's tithe and a tenth to him of your time. Your talents. You got talents. He needs 2 hours and 40 minutes of your talent. He's getting my talent tonight. Come on. Guys, we all have talents. Are we using them for God? Or are we using them for our self-ambition and our gain? Are we sharing the gospel to people? Are we helping ministries? Come on. You can listen, y'all can come on to this and help me. Come on. We got t-shirts that you can order, and you can help us share. See? T-shirts, you can get them on our link. T-shirts. You can help share our 24-hour radio station. Come on, you're using your talent. Whatever you got the talent of, plug in and start using these three T's, guys. Your time, your talent, and your treasure. A lot of people can't use their treasure because they ain't connected to no ministry. Come on. You're not connected to no ministry. You need to pray and ask God to show you where to connect. Our time, our money, and our talents all come from God. Yes, they do. They all come from above. Now watch this. He in 8:27 says, "And he that searches the hearts knoweth what's in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession with the saints according to the will of God. And we know not that what all things work together for the good to them that love God are called according to his purpose, not your purpose." See, you wouldn't put here on earth to just raise a family. Come on. You wouldn't put here on earth just to see after kids. You were put here on the earth because of God's purpose. What God put you here and gave you gifts and talents and treasures to use for his glory so you can start working and doing his will. Whether it's connecting to other ministries, whether it's connecting to this one, and we all use our time and talent and our treasures. It's true. Now watch this. And we know all things work together. Watch this, guys. Watch this. Give me just a minute, guys. And we know all things work together for the good. And 28 says, we know all things work together for the good, them that love the Lord and called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow. For whom he foredid know. Watch this. Pay close attention. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate and conform to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. I'm going to read that real slow to you guys, okay? Watch this. For him he foreknown, he also did predestinate. Did y'all catch that? Predestinate to conformed. Notice that conformed has an ED to it. Read it for yourself. It's in Romans 8:29. For he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many. Why did he say the image of his son? His image of his son, he wants us to become the image of his son. Do you understand? God wants us more to be Christ-like. The more Christ-like we become sons and daughters of God. We're no longer apostles or preachers or pastors. No, we become sons of God and daughters of God. See, that's higher than the church level. Come on. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. Why the kingdom? Because the kingdom is operated different than the church. See, the church was put here to be built for the glory of God. The church was here to be built for the church to get ready for the rapture of Jesus Christ. See, the church was for Christ. But guess what Christ was for? God. And when we become part of Christ, we become part of God. My God, you got to catch that. I think some of you just, it's going right over your head. It's just going right over your head. You understand that the church was for Jesus. But Jesus was for God. But when we connect to Jesus, when Peter, he walks up to Peter and he says, "Peter, who do you say that I am?" Glory to God, you got to catch this. He said, who do you say that I am? He said, you are the Son of the living God. He said, man has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. See, when you get a relationship with Jesus, then you get a relationship with the Father. And when you get a relationship with the Father, you're no longer an apostle or a church member. You become sons and daughters of God. Glory to God. That's powerful. We got to understand something. God wants you to be a son and daughter, but you must pursue a relationship with Jesus Christ first. See, he said, I'm the door. Who comes to me cannot get to the Father. You got to come through me. I'm the door. But see, a lot of you just standing at the door, and God wants you not to stand at the door, my friend. He wants you to walk on through to the room. Come on, because God wants a relationship back with his children. He wants a relationship back just like Genesis chapter 3 and 2. Baby, he wants the garden back. And that's what he said. He said, I've sent my son that I might pursue that relationship. And through my son, I'm going to have that relationship back. My God, my God. That is powerful. But a lot of us is stuck at the door. We think, oh, I just worship Jesus. No, 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 no. God wants a relationship with you tonight. God the Father. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. And they're not one. No, sir, no re. That's foolishness. That's a false doctrine ever went out of the face of this earth. And I'll say it again. It is a false doctrine. I don't believe that hogwash. How can God be one when Jesus is sitting by the Father? They can't sit in two seats. Come on, somebody. You got to go chasing the Father, but you got to go through the Son first. Oh, but God is the Son. No, he is not. They're three or one, but they are three. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. They're three different individuals, but they work as one, and they're not one. That's hogwash. I can prove it in Scripture. I'm telling you, don't argue with me. I'm telling you, a lot of people's arguing with me with this episode. They even call me crazy for believing this stuff. I'm going to tell you, it's in the Scripture. Lord, have mercy. Let me tell y'all something. I've seen God's eyes in the sky. I'm telling you, and I saw Jesus. He took me out of my body in 1999. I'm telling you, I'm saying all this. I'll testify to it. I'll believe it. Come on, he took me out of my body. I saw the Lord face to face, and I saw the Father God face to face. I saw both of them. Yes, they work differently, Newberry. They do. Sister, I'm going to tell you something. I've had a lot of people walk away from my ministry because of this, but I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I know what I saw, and I know what I believe. Hogwash. Hogwash. People believe anything. You need to search the Scriptures for yourself and read the Scriptures. I mean, really, how can Jesus be sitting by the Father? How can he be sitting by the Father's right hand? They can't sit in the same seat. Come on. They're two different people, but they work as one. Listen, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they're one. They are what? But it does not mean they're one person. It's like me and you. We can work together, but we can work so close together as that you saw me, I saw you. It don't mean we're one person. That means we work together. Is one. Not many people believe that doctrine. They leave. out the door they go, Newberry. But sister, I'm going to tell you something. God is fixing to pursue a relationship with you. God is fixing to pursue a relationship with y'all. Watch this. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he also called, he also justified. Whom he also justified, he also glorified. And then whom? What shall we say then these things? If God be for us, I'm going to say this real loud. If God be for us, then who can be against us? See, I don't worry about who's against me. As long as God is for me, that's all I care. Now watch this. If being us, who can be against us? If God be for us, then who can be against us? He that spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, and all not with all, watch this, guys, not with all, freely gives us all things, who shall lay things to his charge in God's elect? It is God that justifies. He is, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died rather. That's right, Newberry. They don't like the gospel. They run like chickens. Let me tell you something. I had a person leave my ministry over this. They did. They left my ministry. They believe that Jesus is God. I said, how can the world Jesus be God? If God so loved the world that he gave, what did he give himself? No, he gave his only begotten son. So that means the Father is separate from the Son, but they work as one. They're two different individuals. The Holy Ghost is another individual. The Holy Spirit is another individual. And the seven spirits of God, if y'all been following us on Sunday at 12 o'clock, you are here. We've been talking about the seven spirits of God, Zechariah chapter 4. Zechariah chapter 4 talks about the seven spirits of God. Revelation chapter 2 and 3 talks about the seven spirits of God. Let me tell you something. There is seven spirits of God. I know we're close to the rapture too, sister. I agree with that. We are so close to the rapture because you got to understand something. In the last days, they will not subdue a sound doctrine. They'll be deuced to devils. Let me go to that. Let me go to that right quick, guys. Give me just a minute. Let me search this right quick, guys. They will not endure sound doctrine. They will not endure sound doctrine. Give me just a minute, guys. Sound doctrine. Now, watch this. Paul says in Second Timothy, watch this, guys. Yes, we are living in the last days, Newberry. We're living in the last days. Now, watch this. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, what it says, guys. Watch this. You got to pay close attention to what this says, okay? In 2 Timothy chapter 4, let's go to that, guys. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Let me find it right quick. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I think it's in, give me just a minute, guys. 4:3. Watch this, guys. Watch this. I'm gonna show you something. Watch this, guys. All right, I got it, guys. All right. Now watch this. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Thank you, Newberry. You're welcome, sister. We love to fellowship with you too. Chapter 4, verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Come on. But after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers of itching ears. For they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch therefore all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry, for I know this ready to be offended. For For I know now ready to be offered in the time of departure's at hand. For I have fought the good fight of faith, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith, and henceforth have I laid up for me a crown of righteousness and a crown of judgment, and the righteous judge shall give me the day on the day only. But for all them that are love of his appearing. Now, what Timothy was saying right there was this. He said, for a time will come, they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Otherwise, they want to hear what they want to hear, and they don't want to hear nothing else. They've come up with their own doctrines, their own lustful doctrines, something that come from the man's creation instead of God's. Now, I see this going on a lot. Once saved, always saved, hogwash. I don't believe it. I don't believe once saved, always saved. Because let me tell you something. There's only one thing that you can do. You can walk away from God. God can never walk away from you because he said in his word, I'll never leave you or forsake you. But I'm going to tell you something, friend. There was one guy that walked away from God. His name is Lucifer. His name is Son of Dawn, according to Job. Let me tell you something. He walked away from God willingly. There was two people when Jesus was here that was sitting at the table. Come on, I'm breaking some false doctrine tonight. Come on, I'm breaking it right now here tonight. Listen. When he was sitting at the table, he said, one must betray me, might as well go ahead and do it now. Why did two people betray him, but one was saved and another wasn't? I'm going to tell you why. Because one repented and another didn't. Come on. That'll break your once saved, always saved bullcrap down the floor. Because listen, Judas had a chance to repent, but he didn't. The Bible said he hung himself. And where do you think he went? He didn't go to heaven, by God, because I'm going to tell you something. He didn't go to heaven because he took his own life. But there was another one. Watch this. I'm going to break your doctrine tonight. There was another one. Samson called Peter, denied him the same way. You're going to deny me three times before the cock crows. But why did Jesus save Peter and he didn't save Judas? I'm going to tell you why, my friend. Because he had a love for God. See, your love determines your repentance. My God, that's powerful. Your love determines your repentance. The woman was washing Jesus' feet, and when she washed his feet and her tears shed on his feet, he said, woman, your tears have made you right today. And they looked at her and said, how do you figure? Why does she cry and her sins are forgiven? Let me tell you something. Your love tonight can get you right with God. Do you understand that? God is determined by your love and how you're going to make it to heaven. Why did the Bible says, Jesus said, love me with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. And after this, love your neighbor as yourself. These are two commandments Jesus gave. And you follow these two commandments, you're heaven bound. You got to love him, folks. You must love him with everything that's in you. You must love God more than your wife, your kids, your finances, everything that's in you. You got to love him. How do you know you love him? You put him first in your finances. You put him first every morning and you tell him you love him. How do you know you love him? When somebody persuades you to go another direction, when God's telling you to go this way, you say, nope, I'm going with him because I love him. And you girls tonight should know what love's all about. When you're in love with somebody, you'll do anything for them. And that's what saved Peter. My friend, that's what saved Peter's life tonight. That's what saved his life, was his love. Because later on in the scriptures, Jesus walks up to Peter and he said, Peter, do you lovest thou me? And Peter just said, Lord, you know what? You know everything. It was Peter's love that kept him in relationship. You understand your love can get cold. Yes, it can. Your love can get so bitter towards God. And I'm telling you, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. Listen, your love can get so bitter towards God. You're blaming God for car wrecks that your uncle went through. You're blaming God for brothers and sisters you've lost in the past. Listen, I don't care who you blame for it. God didn't do it, my friend. I'm going to tell you something. God is here to seek to save that which was lost. That's not the truth. That's not the truth, Newberry. You got to fall in love with him, and love is a willingly. Love is willingly. You got to willingly love God. You can't be made to love God, or you can't serve God with this kind of love. It says, you know what, I can go do whatever I want to do, and you know what, I don't even have to repent about it. That'll be like me marrying my wife and go date four or five women. And she, of course, if she don't get mad, she don't love me. I'd get mad at her. Why? Because I'm in love with her. And can't nobody else have her. God feels the same way about us. Can't nobody else have you but him. He's a jealous God. He gets mad at you when you go flirting with the world. When you go do your own thing. When you listen to Satan and what he has for you. He gets mad. He gets real mad. Guys, we got to do some repenting. We got to do some repenting. We got to say, God, and don't let your repentance be like this. God, I'm sorry, Lord, but you're really not sorry. See, you got to understand, when Peter denied him, he saw that cock crow, and when he did, he repented. He felt anguish. The Bible said he wept. He felt sorrowful. You got some people today, when they sin, they got another plan to do it again. That's not repentance. When you got planned to do it again and know you're going to do it again and do it again anyways, that's not true repentance. That's not. It's not true repentance. You got to understand something. Listen to what Paul was telling Timothy. I have fought the good fight of faith. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Listen, my friend, I don't know about you, but your faith is a fight. You get up every morning and you fight for your faith. Faith is a fight. There's no way you can please God without faith, my friend. Listen, do you really believe that he is? Do you really believe he's real? If you do, then you'll start serving him. You'll start reading about him. You'll start wanting to get to know him. You'll start doing these things. You'll start connecting with ministries. You'll start giving when God tells you to give your money and your time and your talent and your treasure. You'll start doing these things. You show your love to God. You don't tell God you love him. That's foolishness. You don't tell God you love him. You show him. That'd be like telling my wife I love her, but I never showed her. How's she going to believe I love her? My words are cheap. That's right, Newberry. We got to show God we love him. And how do we show it? By our actions. God, I'm going to give you 10% of my money. You know what, Lord? I'm going to start giving you 10%. What do you want me to sow? What ministry you want me to sow in? What ministry is building the kingdom of God? God, show me. Because I want to show you I love you. We give to God. Let me tell you something. Watch this. You better catch this. This is going to save your life. We show God we love him through our giving. God so loved the world that he gave. Come on. God loved the world and he gave to it. He didn't tell us he loved us. He showed us. But we need to show him how much we love him. My God. And I'm telling you, there's some people that don't show God they love him at all. How can you show God you love him? You start doing for him. You start witnessing to people. You start using your time and your talent and your treasure. You start using your money, your paycheck, 10%, and say, Lord, I don't care, but I'm going to give you 10%. Lord, you just show me where to sow tonight. Show me. And when you start doing this, you watch God's blessings overtake you. Why? Because you're showing him how much you love him, and he's going to show you how much he loves you. Come on. The Bible said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will fulfill the desires of your heart. You want to know why your desires ain't being fulfilled? Because you're not fulfilling his. It's all about him first. What he wants. It's not about what you want. Have you ever considered loving him first and giving him your all? You know why I get on here tonight? I don't get on here tonight to be heard by a radio station or a camera. I got cameras here. I got a green screen here in the back. I got all this in the studio here. But, you know, I don't get on here to be famous or something, guys. I get on here because I love him. Do you understand what I'm saying? I get on here because I love him. I love him. And I show him I love him. I give my tithes every week, every paycheck because I love him. I do these things because I love him. I don't do these things because I want to be popular or I want to be heard or I want to get behind a mic. Do you understand something? I do these things because I love him. We got to understand something, guys. We got to truly love him with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our body, with all our soul. And what did Jesus say? When you do these things, when you love him with everything in your being, that's what's going to keep you. That's what's going to keep you through hardship. That's what's going to keep you, God's blessings flowing in your life. I'm going to tell you something. I could snap my fingers right now and God give it to me. He would. You know why? Because he knows my heart. He knows my heart towards him. He knows I would do anything in the world to show him that I love him tonight. I would do anything. He knows that. I've been tested. I've been tried. But something inside of me cannot let him go. I'm like Jacob, Lord. I'm not going to leave until you break me. Because I love him. He loved me. He gave his all. What are we doing for him? That's the question. Let me tell you something. If you love him tonight, start obeying him in your finances, guys. Finances, your treasure. Come on. Start obeying him in your talent. Come on. You got talent, Newberry. Start obeying him in your time, your talent, and your treasures. Those three. Start obeying him. We got to obey him in those three things. That's how we show God we love him. That's how we show God we love him.
Thank you for tuning in to The Kingdom Radio, www.thekingdomradio.com. Or you can download it, listen to live services on Google Play, The Kingdom Radio, or on Apple. Thank you for tuning in.